This is that story show where your hilarious real-life stories get the audience they deserve.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Podcast people, I'm your host. My name is James Kennison, and I am the only one here because we weren't able to record a show this week, but I didn't want to leave you with nothing. So we had this genius idea. Why don't we do a show that is all weekly updates? So I went through the archives and I pulled some of the best weekly updates. And so that is what you're going to get. Weekly updates, if you're not aware, something we used to do in the main show where we would share something funny from the last 7 days or so. It has now been moved to our patron-only podcast that is called Stuff That Didn't Fit on the Show. So if you like what you hear today, go over there and subscribe. Patreon.com/thatstoryshow. For as little as $3 a month, you support the show and you get bonus content and ad-free listening. So it's great. It's awesome. Let's get into this. It's going to be a lot of fun, and we'll see you guys next week right here on That Story Show. God bless.
I'm not a funny person, okay?
What?
I'm not a comedian, and I would never make it as a comedian because I was at Quick Trip, and if you have a Quick Trip in your area, then you know that Quick Trips are amazing.
I love Quick Trip.
The closest thing to it would be a Wawa if you're in a different part of the country. They're just really well done gas stations and they're clean and efficient. They're just known for being great, clean bathrooms and stuff like that.
Friendly people. They welcome you as you walk in the door.
And they're so efficient. They can treat work with two people they can work two registers and work two people at a time. So while somebody's getting their payment out, they're cashing out somebody else. And that's what was going on. There's a big line, but I wasn't worried because big line goes quickly at Quick Trip and they have multiple people up there. And so, and I don't know how it works at all the Quick Trips, but in the inner city Quick Trip, in order for all of us to get along and to not kill each other, everyone has silently decided that there's secretly just one line. And then we pair off to whatever cashier is ready for us next.
Yeah, yeah. That's kind of interesting. I didn't know that everybody did that. I thought it was just my store.
Yeah, okay. I thought it was just ours too, but it keeps people from shooting each other in our case. I'm telling you because if there were four lines, somebody would get mad. But anyway, so it's my turn, and all I have is an extra large Diet Coke with two shots of cherry in it. And the lady goes and helps the other person. And then she comes back to me after I've paid and she says something funny. She says, "Do you want that in a bag?" And I looked up at her and kind of smiled because it's just a cup of soda.
Yeah, right.
And I was ready to say my response and nothing came out.
You didn't have a response?
I didn't have anything. It was like the Aesop's fable. It was like the Aesop's fable where there's a rabbit and a fox that are talking to each other, right? And the rabbit says, "I survive because I always run and hide. It's the one trick that I have. I just run and hide." And the fox says, "Oh, well, I survive because I have so many crafty ways to get out of any bad situation. I have so many things that I can do. I can run this way. I can jog this way. I can go backwards. I can go up. I can go down. I can dig. I can run. I can do all these different things. And then a bear comes out and promptly eats the fox as the rabbit ducks into a hole and hides. And the reason why Aesop says that the fox got eaten was because he couldn't decide from all of the things that he could possibly do. He stalled. And that is what I did in that situation. When that lady said that and left it wide open for me to say a plethora of things, I couldn't decide on which one I wanted to say, because one of them could have been, no, please leave it in the cup. I just poured it in there, you know, instead of pouring it in the bag. You know, I could have said, yes, please. And then made this really funny face at her. Like, you know, you just said the dumbest thing ever. But no, enough time passed and it was just milliseconds. And she said, haha, I meant, do you want a receipt? And by then, the truth and the reality of the situation had already sunk in. James, you're not quick. You're not funny. And you would never make it as a comedian because you're not witty enough. And I just took my drink and I got in the car and I opened up my little text document that I keep my weekly updates in. And I typed in, not funny, not a comedian. And then I was like, I'll never remember what this means. So I said, do you want that drink in a bag? And then I closed it out.
This is going to be kind of a confession then.
Let's see how it goes.
I was getting ready for church Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm.
So I was already at church and I was getting things ready for Sunday morning and was having a problem with some stuff. So I had to track down, you know, because I'm the media guy. I have to make sure that all the technology is working.
Right.
And make sure the live stream is good to go and make sure everything, if it has lights or whatever, plugs into a wall, I need to make sure it's doing its thing. So something wasn't working right. So I was already a little bit on edge. Mm. And so we have this media rack. It's got amps and it's got controllers and it's got stuff in it. And it's got a door on the back of it.
Mm.
And, you know, there's all sorts of things that go into it. So I was tracing something down to find out if maybe something got unplugged. So it's this big metal rack and it's heavy. It stays in place. And it's modular so that, you know, you can pull the sides of it and stuff off. You can take the hinges. It comes apart so you can see everything inside.
Yeah. Get to it and work on it. Yeah.
Get to it. Yeah.
It's nice. It's,
you know, typical type server type rack kind of thing.
Yeah.
Well, the back door on it hadn't been properly put back in place.
Mm.
So when I opened the back door of it, it came off its hinge and it hit me in the face.
Oh,
right across my nose and underneath my eye.
Ow.
After, you know, I have this large forehead, so it hit that too. In fact, I can still kind of feel it. It's still kind of tender.
Ow, that's a sensitive area. That's like your sinus area.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's right the sinus there. And I got angry.
Okay, did you get angry at the door or did you get angry at whoever put it back improperly?
Both.
Okay.
Both. And I don't know who put it back improperly. I don't know who could have done it. And it could have been anybody.
Mm-hmm.
But it hit me in the face and I got angry with the stupid metal door.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one of those delayed reactions things. Like it hurt so bad.
Right.
You had to either say words that you would have to ask for forgiveness from everybody in the room, or you'd had to let some energy out. And I chose for the letting the energy out. And so I got angry with that door and I slammed it on the ground a few times.
Oh,
and that still wasn't enough.
Okay.
And so then I punched, this is ridiculous. I punched this stupid metal rack like three times.
Oh, which hurt.
Yeah, a little bit. That it didn't hurt as much as my face did. And then I left the room and I was like, you know what? I just embarrassed myself because I lost my cool. And so I just walked out of the room and walked to the other side of campus. And by that time I had cooled off. And then I was like, I got to go back in now. So I went back in. Fortunately, there was only one person that saw any of that happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I apologized, of course, for losing my cool. And everybody that was on stage, though, heard it because, you know, big metal door being slammed into the ground a few times and thrown across the room. You know, I do recall hearing the worship pastor say, "Everything okay in there?" I didn't answer him because, you know,
you were mad.
It wasn't.
Yeah. So that's it, huh?
That's it. So I'm not a good guy. I'm a jerk.
You didn't cuss. I was waiting for some cussing. Some good old fashioned cussing in church. That's what I wanted. You're still intact. You're still you're still an angel. Sorry.
Yeah.
You took it out harmlessly on a door. Now, if you had taken that door and just thrown it over the side of the wall there and it hit some old lady in the face, then you would have something to apologize for. But just taking it out on harmless things, like, you know, it's the equivalent of punching a pillow or screaming into a pillow. It doesn't hurt anybody. And did you scare anybody? I mean, like, the person you apologized to, were they taken aback? Were they scared?
I don't know. I didn't make eye contact while it happened.
Oh.
I was enraged.
Wow.
I that metal door. But you know what I did do? Mm-hmm. I fixed that metal door, and it just didn't come off.
That'll show them again.
It'll show them.
The ultimate outcome of my anger is I fixed the door so no one else would have to deal with what I dealt with. You're still a nice guy, John. I'm sorry. I have two dogs, as you guys mostly know. One's name mm-hmm. is Moffat. One named Leia. Moffat is the dog I don't like. Leia is the dog I hate. So... Leia.
Not to sugarcoat it in any way.
No. Just to lay it right on out there. Leia is trouble. And she is bad.
Trouble.
She is trouble. And I knew it when she walked in. So shame on me.
Hey!
So anytime we let her out, she begins to bark. And she mostly barks at leaves and stuff to try to protect us from the leaves.
Yeah. From this, because those leaves are dangerous up there, apparently. Missouri.
The other day I let her out and she started barking really loud right on the back porch. She didn't even wait to get down on the grass or anything. And I had it. So I open up the door and I draw a breath to start yelling at her. And I see she's barking at a cat from the neighbor's yard, you know, who's sitting right on our porch. And I stopped and I let her bark and I let her keep going. And the cat was not scared of my little tiny butt dog. the cat just kind of skulked away like, you know, I'm only moving because you're annoying me, you know.
I'm not afraid of you.
And the cat went back to her side of the fence. And I, for the first time in my life, was happy with this dog. It had finally done something that a dog is supposed to do. And I was actually had warm feelings in my heart toward the dog, because as much as I hate Leia, I don't like cats even more, you know?
Wow.
So
okay.
I was like, thank you. Thank you for doing that. That you actually did what you've been trying to do this whole time is you protected our family. I can't let that go. I can't have all these negative feelings towards her and then not share the one positive feeling.
Yeah.
That I have. It wouldn't be fair.
Did you give her a treat?
No. Do you want to set your child up for success? Is your child ahead but not getting challenged enough in class? IXL Learning is an online program that enriches your homeschool curriculum. It offers practice in math, English, language arts, science, and social studies while adapting to each child. Plus, IXL encourages students to be curious and empowers them to choose how to learn. It's the perfect supplement to your homeschool curriculum. IXL offers interactive practice problems, educational games, lessons, and video tutorials for every topic
topic you're teaching at home. It's got instant grading and helpful progress reporting. IXL offers instant feedback and explanations of new topics as kids use the program. It's fun for kids, too. Kids love IXL's positive feedback, awards, and educational games. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and that Story Show listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/today. Visit IXL.com/today to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Transform your home in one weekend with paint from Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boys Forever Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers powerhouse protection with its stain-blocking, odor-reducing technology. And with Dutch Boys Easy Opening Smooth Pouring Container, transforming your home has never been easier. View our entire selection of Dutch Boy paint on Menards.com. Plus the weekly flyer and other great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
My story is almost a little bit of a tale of woe.
Uh-oh.
Or maybe not. I don't know. So last night, James and I were coming back from this church. We were coming back from church. So I had him in my truck, and we were driving down Highway 16, which is the long road that's out where I live. And through random circumstance and almost cosmic alignment, or maybe you would call it fate. I don't know. But we ended up behind my son, Johnny, who drives a Grand Marquis, Mercury Grand Marquis. It's a nice car. He was able to buy it with some work and a very generous grant from the people who sponsored his graduation.
Oh, nice.
And graduation gifts. So anyway, he got his own car and he's taking good care of it. He put I helped him put a glass pack muffler on it. So it sounds a little bit more, you know, bad to the bone,
yeah.
But it's still, you know what a Grand Marquis is? It's like it's kind of like a grandpa car.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's a
nice,
big, heavy
it's
car.
Great.
Yeah.
Super comfortable. And I feel safe with him being in it. Anyways, he's driving along and I'm like, this dude's driving fast. And he doesn't know I'm behind him.
Right.
And I know that he's going to say something about, you know, I'm already planning on the conversation that we're going to have after we both get home, after he realizes that I followed him all the way home. Because it's not a short little ride, you know, we're miles, probably 5 miles from the house. And I notice he's just driving fast and then like kind of not riding people's bumper, but, you know, just kind of close enough to where I'm like, if you're going 50 miles an hour, you should be off there.
So you're making a checklist of things you need to talk about.
I am.
Yeah.
I am. Thank you. Yes. The dad in me is just, and I'm even talking out loud to James, like, this guy needs to be driving slower. He just need to be careful. And so we get to the house and pull in and I drive a truck. Which it's got a little bit of a lift to it. So the headlights, you know, go right into your back window if I'm right behind you. And I'm sorry if you've ever driven in front of me and my lights are bright. I apologize. I bought the truck that way. I didn't do it on purpose, I swear. But anyway, so we get to the house and I already know that he's going to say, oh, I was driving so fast because the guy behind me had bright lights and I didn't want to have his lights in my eyes. And so nailed it. He did say something along that line. But you know, I kind of got onto him. I was like, dude, you got to just drive safer. You drive careful, be aware of things. And so, James and I had just gotten dinner. So, I mean, we ate out and we just got dinner and I didn't bring him any. I felt like a terrible dad.
Oh.
So I said, look, you can have the car, just go out and get yourself something to eat. And so he's like, all right. So he drives out and it takes him forever. I'm like, what in the world is this kid doing? I'm about to get, you know, Life 360 up or Find My Family or whatever Apple uses. And he comes walking in the door. I was like, dude, you were gone a while. And he said,
Funny story about that.
And then he said, I got pulled over.
Oh!
He got pulled over. It's like almost instant. Like, we were just talking about how you need to be careful and be mindful. And he's like, yeah, I was like, all right, dude, come on. How is this? I mean, the dad in me is trying to be compassionate, but also the man in me is trying to be like, I told you so. But I said, how fast were you going? He's like, I was going 62. I'm like, what? And he's like, yeah, I was 62 and a 45.
Oh,
I'm like, oh no. So the officer was nice to him and reduced it to 59. I don't know how or why they do that. I mean, I guess it makes it look better for him. But, you know, the rule follower in me says if he was going 62, right, you should give him a ticket for 62. You know, you're essentially lying. Not that I'm complaining, but you're, you know, falsifying information by reducing the speed that he was actually going. Which I guess once he realized the lights were going, he eventually did have to go under 62 and pass 59, which is what he got ticketed for. But anyways, he comes home, he's got a ticket now. And this is not a funny story, but it is a thing. If your parents, if you happen to be listening and you're like, oh, this is a terrible story, just remember, your parents kind of do know what they're talking about sometimes.
Yes.
And always, 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 please be careful. Be mindful of the traffic that's around you, and always be looking over your shoulder for the police cars, because they're there to protect and serve, but they will also serve you a ticket.
Yeah.
And it will probably not be cheap.
I got so many this week. I just made a list, but I'm gonna tell the one that got the construction workers in the back of my yard to laugh. If you can make a construction worker laugh.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Being clean, even. I mean, they get a bad rap for, you know, being, right, hey, these dirty kind of guys.
Yeah.
And old,
yeah. Hey, baby, bring that over here. You know?
Yeah.
So
forget about it.
I got these guys rebuilding my deck, and they had stripped all of the lumber off of the deck, but the stairs going up to the deck were still working because they can walk across the rails, you know, or whatever they are, the struts. And they needed the stairs to get up to access to put the new boards down. But my doggies didn't know this. So I took them out through the side gate, down the alleyway to the back yard. Everything was going great. And I was just going to keep an eye on them after they did their business. And I say, okay, guys, come on. And little one, the smart one, the dumb one I hate, came right to me, skipped the porch, skipped the deck, but stupid Moffitt, the dog I like now, ran up those stairs and flew 4 feet down to the ground. He hit.
Why do I like that?
He hit what would be the equivalent of his chin, his neck, and his chest. Oh. He made a sound. Like it knocked the wind out of him. I thought homeboy had broke his neck. I ran up to him, but he comes running up to me like, hey, I just flew. It was amazing.
That was fun.
And the thing is, he probably did break his neck, but he's too stupid to know. So on Facebook, they had a question. They're like, post your last text. And I never play those games on Facebook, you know, and then tag me in it. So I'll see what you say. But I did, because my last text to my wife was, so none of the doggies tried to commit suicide today.
In my job as an IT professional, specifically within a school, you know, I have to monitor students' activity. And we are all the time, the middle school specifically keeps us on our toes, because We use a filter that we manage, and we have to block sites, block websites, and add websites, and approve things and disapprove things.
Are they constantly trying to get around it? Is that the deal? Or
that is the deal.
Oh.
That is exactly the deal. And this software that we use, this tool that we use, is called GoGuardian. I'm sure that 100 million of our listeners that are in middle school are familiar with GoGuardian.
And hate it.
And they hate it. They all do, because, you know, it wrecks their fun. We've got this perfectly good piece of technology, and they can't play their games or watch their videos or do the stuff that they want to do to, you know, annoy the teacher in the middle of class.
Mm.
So we are oftentimes asked, hey, will you check out this student's activity and see, you know, what they're doing and blah, 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 and all this stuff. So we found a few students who had apparently been just really abusing and probing the system and just trying to, you know, get away. So we have this great tool called the penalty box. And basically what it does is it blocks all of your internet activity except for the very, very few selected websites that they are allowed to use for their classwork.
That's cool.
And it's a great tool. It works really good. Well, we put some students in it this week and, you know, just kind of testing the waters there and trying to tweak the system, and thought, well, this is a great opportunity. We're going to use this. And we made sure that the principal was aware about it and all that stuff. Well, because these students are used to having free reign of, you know, the internet, not free reign of the internet, because obviously we keep them safe and protected from stuff and whatnot, but, you know, a limited reign of the internet to go out and find time wasting sites and stuff like that. They all of a sudden no longer had it.
Yeah.
And so they were like only able to get to their classwork, which is what their Chromebooks are intended for.
Right.
And the student got just so upset that they logged into their Google account and created a slideshow for us. And I will not reveal the gender of the student because I do not wish to incriminate myself or
get
fired. So this could be anybody. But the student said, and I don't think they listened to our show, but they wrote this very nice slideshow, and it said to us, "School, please stop stalking me. I know that you are blocking every website I find, and I can't watch my downloads. Please stop." And then they go on to give us a list of different websites that, here's the websites you blocked that I found.
Oh, they're on to you.
Like a list of them. Yeah. Oh, they're on to us.
Yeah.
And he's going on to try and justify it, saying, "I only use it at times when I'm allowed to use it. Ask my teachers." But we're like, we haven't led on to this student to know that, you know, we know
that you
wrote this to us.
This is not true. You have been abusing the system. Yeah. That's funny.
So.
All right. So I mentioned that we had a funeral and that I had a weekly update from that funeral, and how inappropriate does that sound? But so before the funeral, the people involved in kind of putting the funeral together all went out to eat together. And we ended up at Mod Pizza.
Mod Pizza. Yeah. Sounds like a fancy, cool, hipster place.
Oh, it is. It is nice. It's like the Subway, except a nice. Imagine, you know, Subway's kind of gone downhill, so I don't like calling it that. But it's like the Subway of pizza. You go through, and there is a pizza artist, and you choose the thickness of your crust, the size of your crust, do you want garlic rubbed into it? Do you want what kind of sauce, what kind of cheeses? And they have all these different kinds of cheeses and meats and vegetables and all this kind of stuff. And then they put it in an oven, a brick oven, and they cook it for you. And then they holler when it's ready. And
wow, that's cool.
It is very cool. And it's very good. So if you have a Mod Pizza in your area, definitely go check it out. But anyway, we had ordered and we were sitting there with our drinks, and I was talking, and I just happened to be sitting across the table from the lady whose son we buried or were in the process of burying. And her name is Tiff. And Tiff is one of my dear friends, and we have similar struggles and stuff like that. And we talk a lot about it, and we get along very well. And her son was very close to me and I to him and all this kind of stuff. And so it was natural that we would sit across the table from each other. But what was not natural is the moment that I took a sip of my soda, and it wasn't my soda, wasn't my flavor of soda. And in horror, I felt the texture of lipstick on the straw.
Oh no.
And I realized that I had grabbed Tiffany's drink. And I had taken a deep drink of it, and I looked around really quickly and pushed it back over to her, and no one saw it. Nobody. Tiffany didn't see it. No one that she was talking to saw it. And my kids, most importantly, didn't see it.
Oh, there you go.
And I got away with it. And I didn't say a word. I just quickly grabbed my drink and took a drink of my drink because that just cancels out, you know, all the cross-contamination.
And you didn't have any lipstick residue left on your lips from
I'm sure I did it on a microscopic level. But I don't know what color I was wearing, and I don't know what color looks good on me. But
well, I mean, does that mean that you practically kissed her?
Ah! Kinda.
Kinda.
Yeah.
Sorry. Oh man. I've always thought about that. Like if you drink after somebody, your lips have touched the same cup that they have. So it's almost like you kissed them. That makes me cry a little bit.
It does, because because in my family, we are still the kind of family that we can drink after each other. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know if your family's that way. Maybe it is. Maybe it's not. But
yeah, we do.
Yeah. So, you know. I don't know.
That just means you're family. That's all.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess.
Well, she doesn't know that she kissed you.
Shut up! You're making it weird.
I'm sorry.
Hey, I hope you enjoyed this episode of That Story Show. This podcast is possible because of our supporting listeners on Patreon. Supporting listeners get ad-free listening, swag, and weekly bonus content. Try it out for free for 7 days at support.thatstoryshow.com. Special thanks to our producers, James Spangler, Kerry Wright, and Christopher Tynan. Well, I guess that's it for us, guys. Do you have a story you'd like featured on a future episode? Submit your story at thatstoryshow.com, where you can type it or talk it. And while you're there, join our mailing list for the latest updates. Please take a moment and leave a review on iTunes or Spotify. And remember, when something weird, annoying, embarrassing, or painful happens to you, don't get stressed, don't get depressed. Just think, hey, this belongs on That Story Show. And then go to thatstoryshow.com, click submit a story, and then send that joker in. It'd be great. We love you guys. All right, here we go. I may have kissed Tiffany, but it wasn't on purpose. We did it through a cup, and I think it was worthless. I mean, it wasn't a date or anything like that. She really wouldn't have liked me back then. I was too fat. And John got mad and threw a door around the church. He really felt like a really bad lurch of a guy, like on the movie, like the show, The Addams Family. He probably found out that he didn't have much of a family to love him at his church. He thinks he's bad, but everything that makes me mad makes him really sad. He's not bad, he's a good guy, that's what I think. He should have thrown a sink instead of that door, I think. And now John's son got a ticket driving fast. His dad's doing the best, telling him not go that way. But he did, and he got a ticket anyway. We'll see you guys next week. So that's the end of the show today. Huh.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.